So we have here, there were two gzeiras. There was a gzeira of Stam Yadayim, and there was a gzeira, Zayim Neshedayim Naskoni Yisheim, and then we had a gzeira of Af Yadayim Habois Machma Sefer Poisleis Esatumet. There's another gzeira that a Yadayim touches a Sefer, that a Poiskim Tafka Sefer Teire, according to Shitas HaToisves, Kol Kisvei HaKoidish, so the Mekabel Tume, because of Rapanach, because Rapanach says, Hoiche Sefer Teire Orum, is Nikvar Orum, Orum in a Mitzvah, is therefore they were Geyser Tuma Al Yodo. So the Gemara on the last Shura of the Omer says as follows, Hai gozer bereisha. Which takone was niskan first? We have a takone of stam yodayim, nid netile, and if a person touches trume without netile, he's poiseles a trume. And we have another gzeira that if a person touches a sefer, he's also poiseles a trume. Hai gozer bereisha. Which gzeira was nigzer first? Ileime hai gozel bereishe, that the gzeire of stam yodayim asconius was nigzer first, is given the hach gozel bereishe hosulomoli. So why is it necessary for the second gzeire, if a person touches a sefer teire, that his hands become tame? So what is pshat in the kasha? We'll see Taisva soon. Taisva does not learn like this. But the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch, Semen Kuf Mem Zayin, the Svasemes, both want to say Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha as follows. We mentioned yesterday, there's a Machlekes Orishainim. The Isser of touching a Sefer Torah Orum, does it apply even he had washed his hands before, or only if he didn't wash his hands? Now, the Shitas HaMotchai is that the Isser applies only if he did not wash his hands. So it comes out, if he washed his hands, and then he'll touch a Sefer Torah. So there's no Isser of Orum, and at the same time, his hands won't become Tumei from the Sefer Torah. The whole Tumei of touching the Sefer Torah is because he wasn't permitted to touch the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara asks as follows, Ileime ho gozer bereishe, if first they were gozer, that stam yodayim askonius, and yodayim have a din sheini letumim. So therefore, and that was the first gzeire, is kivin dahach gozer bereishe, as long as we have this gzeire, ho sulamoli. So why do you need now the second gzeire? That means like this, if he washed his hands, and then he touched the Sefer Torah, so his hands won't become Tomei. If he didn't wash his hands, so his hands are Tomei because of the first Gzeira. So where do you have a case that you need the second Gzeira? Hosul Omoli, so the second Gzeira Bechlau does not apply. That's how the Goyim wants to say according to the Modchai. Let us see, before we go further, let us see Taisvitz. Taisvitz did not learn like the Mochai. Taisvitz learned that even though you wash your hands and then right away touch a Sefer Torah, your hands will still become tummy because you're not permitted to touch a Sefer Torah, even though he had already washed his hands. So Taisvitz has a problem. Let us see Taisvitz. Kivin dahach gozul bereshe, hosulomali, since there was a takonim, that stam yodayim need netile. So why do you need now another gzeire that a sefer is metames yodo? Vim taimau, so Taisvis asks, what's the kasha? V'hanav gemino l'negeya b'sefer miyad acher netile. It's a pasha to nav gemine. His hands, stam yodayim, are asheni letume. Now he went and he washed his hands, so his hands will not passel trume. And a minute afterwards, after he washed his hands, he touched the Sefer Torah. So now, out the first Zeire, his hands would remain toyer, the gzeir of stam yadayim askonius. He just washed his hands. Now that there's a new gzeir, that if a person touches a sefer Torah, it's metames yodo, so therefore his hands are tame. He washed his hands, and al yadayim askonius v'lo hisiach daitoi, he wasn't mesiach das, that means he was aware, he was kiseida watching his hands that they shouldn't become tameh. His hands will now become tameh mishum derabi parnach, because he wasn't permitted to touch the Sefer Torah, and since he touched the Sefer Torah, Chazal were metame his hands. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The yeshloima, the mishum ha, loihayu geizre, that the gzeire should be, when he had already washed his hands, and his hands are toyer, and now they made a special gzeire, that it should become again tomei, the milse de loishchichi sheyiga beseifer miyad achar netile. It is a milse de loishchichi. That means if he washed his hands to eat trume. So, the first time I saw this thesis, I didn't understand why is it a milse de loishchichi sheyiga beseifer miyad achar netile thesis. Never saw someone sitting down to eat in Lahavdo, people look at newspapers, Bishasta eating. So he looked in a safer place, and he looked in a safer, Kisvei Kodesh. Taisus holds that Kisvei Kodesh is also Matama Yadayim. So Taisus can say it's a milse de loishchichehi, sheyiga besefer miyad acha natila. What's the milse de loishchicheh? But I think, we're speaking about he washed his hands to eat trume. The Gemara says in Psachim, Achilas trume is an avoide. So if he sat down to do an avoide, you don't miss the yitzres. If he's eating trume, they don't look in the sefer now. Some say a person is eating memela. But if he's in the middle of doing an avoide, that's, now he's doing the achilas trume is an avoide. The Gemara Pesachim relates, one of the meroim was asked, why didn't you come to the shir tonight? He said, I was oisik ba'avoide. So he says that there's avoide is vanazes. He said, Yachilas trume. Achilas trume is an avoide. So it could be, it was, if a person sat down to eat trume, he was doing a mitzvah, so he was mistama when he ate trume, there was a broch al achilas trume, there was a mitzvah striches kavone. So memele, that was a milse de loishchiche to, he just washed his hands to eat trume, to go now and take a sefer. Period. So memele, so they would never make, that means like this. If he didn't wash his hands before, so Samazai has to wash his hands. And if he washed his hands, it's not shchich, he will the next minute touch a sefer. So memele, so since that's lo shchich, hemilsad lo shchich, le goza bei rabbonon. So that is the Gemara's kasha. So why did they make the second gzeire? Without an atila, you need a netila because yadayim askonius. And with a netila, that's a rare case that they wouldn't make a gzeira for such a case. So period. So the Gemara says, well, we didn't learn yet the teretz of the Gemara that the gzeira of kisvei kodesh metames yadayim was nigzar first. That's the teretz of the Gemara. So now Taisva says, umiyu hashte. The gozel yodayim machmas sefer bereish. Now that they ready, this gzeira was chal, is now afilu negeya somach lenetile gozel olav shalei cholku. Since the gzeira was chal already, even though now after the second gzeira it comes out, it's a milsa de lo shchiche, but al kaponim now the gzeira remains. If a person will touch kisvei hakodesh, he will yada will be poisel as a trume. So let us see now the Gemara. Elahach gozel bereishe. They were first gozer the gzeire of yadayim askonius. Vahodel gozel bekulu yadayim. And afterwards they were gozer the gzeire that kulu yadayim, that yadayim askonius. Period. Now, we learned from the Dvarim, ha-poislim es ha-trume, elu poislim es ha-trume, so one of them was ha-tvul yoim. That ha-tvul yoim, a person who became tummy that day, and toiveled himself, so before night, he has a din of ha-tvul yoim, and if he touches trume, he passes the trume. So it would seem from the Mishnah that this is one of the Yud Ches Dovah, that they were geyser that a tvul yoim is poisel as hatrume. Utvul yoim, so the Gemara asks, tvul yoim, if a person tabled himself that day, and it is at yet before night, so that is not a geyre de rabbonon to pasel trume, the yereisehu. This is a din de yereise, there's enough in the posik. Dechsiv ubo hashemesh v'toyer. The pasuk says, when the sun sets, when it's gemar, say, when the sun sets means the gemar shkiyas achama, when it becomes night already, then v'toyer, then he becomes toyer. But before that, he's not toyer. So he's still, we'll see in Rashi the Cheshbon, he's still poisel as atrumet. So the Gemara answers, Sami mikan tvul yoim. Take away tvul yoim. So let us see what Taisva says. Taisva explains what this means. Sami mikan tvul yoim. Lai mina Mishnah. The Mishnah is an innocent Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us all the things that pasal trume. So that shua tvul yoim pasal trume. Elo delay havi mi minyan yud ches dova. We brought the Mishnah and we said there were yud ches dova, that they were geyser. My Ninu, and then we brought down the whole list of the Yud Ches Dovo. So this is not one of the Yud Ches Dovo. This is a Poisel Minatayra. Now let us see Rashi. Ubo Hashemish V'toher, Umikame Hachiloi. So from the Pasuk it seems, before it becomes night, he's not Toher. And the Gemara Na'orul says that this Pasuk is speaking about Trume, and so it seems that till it becomes night, he is still Tome Legabi Trume. Now, this Pasuk is speaking about Achilas Trume. The Pasuk says, Ubo Hashemesh V'toyer, and afterwards he's permitted to eat trume. So this pasuk tells us that a tvul yoim is not permitted to eat trume. Now Rashi has a kasha. The Mishnah is telling us that if a tvul yoim touches trume, trume becomes a shlishi. It's poisel as a trume. So Rashi has a kasha. So what is the kasha from the pasuk? This pasuk is telling us that a tvul yoim is not permitted to eat trume. Remember yesterday we said a person who is a shlishi is also not permitted to eat trume, even though he doesn't passel the trume. The Mishnah is telling us that a tvul yoim passels trume. So it could be, this is taka ad rabbonon. The Gemara brought down a pasuk which is only speaking about achilas trume, which a shlishi is also not permitted to eat trume. And the Mishnah is speaking about, by touching it, he passels. And that he has to be a sheni. It could be a tvul yoim is not a sheni. So Rashi says, v'afilu l'negiye ashkechon kro osom. The Gemara in Yevamos brings a different pasuk that teaches us that a tvul yoim will passel trume. If a tvul yoim touches trume, the trume will become passel. What is the pasuk? The pasuk says as follows: Kol kli asher ye'ose meloche bohem, any utensil that's a kli ma'ise, and it became pasul. Let us see the end of the pasuk in the Bach. Bemayim yuva, you have to toivel this kli. I mean, speaking about, let's say the kli touched a sheretz, a dead animal. So now the kli became tome. A sheretz is a avatume. The kli is a rishin l'tume. Bemayim yuva. So the pasuk says that now you have to toivel this kli, this rishin l'tume. V'tome, and the kli will remain tome ad ha'eret till night. V'toher, and then it will become toher. So it says this kli is tomei till the night, and then it becomes toil. Vahai negiyahi. Now, what is this pasuk speaking about? This kli is not eating truma. The whole problem of the kli is of touching truma. Vahai negiyahi. This pasuk is speaking about touching truma. The kli only touches truma. Uboinon herev shemesh. And so, some of this pasuk we learn that before herev shemesh, before the sun goes down, before it becomes night, it is tumah. So from this pasuk we see a tvul yoin after a keli that was a rishin letumim after tvile it will still pasul tumim till erev shemes. The eloi pasul. So Rashi says because if you will say that after tvile it doesn't pasul lemai kori lei v'toyer, why does it say later v'toyer? Hashte michlal de mikora lehavetoyer gomer. The pasuk it would seem after herev shemesh it is toyer. So it would seem before herev shemesh it is not toyer. It is tameh. So that means that it is poisel asatumah. That before herev shemesh it is poisel asatumah. V'hai kli lav barachilu. The kli is not eating tumah. The kli is touching tumah. So Rashi found a pasuk that the pasuk says that a keli that was a rishin letume after tvila, this is equivalent to a tvul yoim, it was tevil himself that day, before night is paisel as a tume. The kli is not eating the tume, it's touching the tume. So you see a kli is paisel as a tume. So now Rashi had a kasha. If this is pshat in the pasuk, so how do you know the pasuk is telling us that atvul yoim is poisel as a truma? It makes the truma a shlishi, and so in other words, the keli is a sheni, and it makes the truma a shlishi. Maybe pshat in the pasuk is that before night it makes the truma a sheni. The keli remains a rishin, and if it touches the truma will become a sheni. So what is Rashi's kasha? Rashi's kasha is that what it says in the Mishnah Tvul Yoim is poisel as a trume. It's not a derabonon. In the pasuk it says that it's poisel as a trume. So Rashi, yes, the pasuk says could be even more. Could be the pasuk is saying it's metame trume. It remains a rishin and the trume will become a sheni. Umiyu tmuye loy metamino. So Rashi says no. You can't say that the keli is metame trume, the halav tome ikri, because it is not called tome. Now, this Rashi is very difficult to understand. What does Rashi, the poshet Rashi means to say that the keli is after the tvile, it is not called tome. So you can't say it's metame the trume. Let us look in the pasuk. The pasuk says it is tomei. The pasuk says b'mayim yuva v'tomei ato erev v'toyer. So the pasuk says clearly that after tvile v'tomei ato erev it is tomei. And Rashi says the lav tomei ikri. Such a shvere Rashi. Be'emesin there's a marshal and a maram on this Rashi. The Mashal brings up Sadroshi from a Teiris Koyanim, but really it's a Gemara in Yevomis, Taf Ayin Hey Amad Aleph, that is from the Bekiyas of the Chodesh Ob, if not my Bekiyas. The Gemara in Yevomis, Taf Ayin Hey Amad Aleph, says as follows. The Gemara says, B'mayim yuva v'tomei ad ha'erev v'toher. So the Gemara says, you can't say it's Tomei lakoil, it's metame everything, because it says v'toher. So Rashi explains v'toher is speaking about before herev shemesh, because if it's speaking about after it becomes night, it should say v'yitoh. So v'toher means that before herev shemesh it is toher. It was then toher. Then the Gemara says you can't say it was toher because it says it was tomei. So the Gemara feels eyes that before Herev Shemesh, it's Toher Legabi Meister Sheini, which has a din of Chulin,
And it is Tomei Ligabe Trume.
So the Pasuk says clearly that it is not, that it has in itself Tahare and Tume. So if it could be, if it would be a Rishain and it's Metame Chulin, so that would be called Tomei, it wouldn't be called Toyer. So this combination of Tomei and Toyer means it has in itself a Miktsas Tume and a Miktsas Tahare. So spelled out, that means it is a sheni l'tume, that chulin it cannot be mitameh, and tume could be poisel. So that is pshat, that's how the mashal wants to say pshat in Rashi. So al koponim, the Gemara brought a posik that a tvul yoim is poisel as a tume, and the mekair is from a keili that is a tvul yoim. So the Gemara says, somi mikan, hoser mikan. Take away, this is not from the Yud Ches Vavah. Now, the next halacha was, v'ha'oichim v'ha'oichlin shenitmu b'mashkin. It says that if oichlin became tomei through mashkin, a liquid touched an oichel, a tomei dike liquid touched an oichel, so this oichel is poisel as a tumen. So the Gemara asks, b'mashkin b'may. What kind of mashkin are we speaking about? Ileime b'mashkin haboy machmasheret. If we're speaking about mashkin haboy machmasheret, that means that a dead animal touched mashkin. So a sheret is a avatume. He touches mashkin, it becomes a rishin letume. The mashkin touches an oichel, it becomes a shiny letume. Now, this oichel touches trume, so it's poisel as a trume min ha-teire. So you don't need yud ches dover on this. Ilaim ba-mashkin ha-boim mach-masheretz, di-e-reisen-inu. So this pasels min ha-teire. D'chsiv, the posik says, v'chol mashke asher yishose. Here, this is the mekoir that a mashke is mekabel trume. We learn from this posik, v'chol mashke asher yishose v'chol kli yitmo. We'll see the drosh in Rashi. So we see that mashke is mekabel tume. So if mashke is mekabel tume and it touched a sheret, and then this mashke touched a machel, so this machel is poisel as a trume min ha-teire. You cannot stick this into the gzeir of the Yud Ches Dover. So the Gemara says, elo b'mashkin haboin machmas yodayim. We're speaking about that stam yodayim. Yodayim is poisel as a trume. Stam yodayim are considered a sheni letume. Now, if the yodayim, which is only a sheni letume midarabono, if the yodayim will touch a mashkin, will touch a liquid, so now this liquid will become a rishen letume midarabono. Now this liquid will touch a oichel, so the oichel will be a sheni letume midarabono. And this oichel is poisel as hatrumen. This oichel is poisel as hatrumen. So that is that the elu poiselin as hatrumen, and elu poiselin as hatrumen means that an oichel that touched a mashkin, that touched yodov, is now poisel as hatrumen. The Sfas Emes asks a shaila. These Yud Ches Dover are speaking about let us take apart this takonah. What is the chiddush over here? That a rishain will make a sheni is no chiddush. That a sheni will pasel trume is also no chiddush. So what is the chiddush? The chiddush is that the mashkin became a rishain. That is the chiddush. That's a gewaldike chiddush. His hands touched the mashkin. His hands were a sheni. It touched the mashkin and the mashkin becomes a rishin. That is the chiddush. And since the mashkin is a rishin, so if the mashkin will touch a oichel and the oichel will touch truma, the truma will be possible. So these cheshbonis, the mashkin touching the oichel and the oichel touching the truma, that's poshut. So the ikar chiddush is that the mashkin becomes a rishin. That is the ikar chiddush. Now, the Iker Chiddush that the Mashkin becomes a Rishayim is not only Negeya Tehilchis Trume. This is Negeya Techulin also. if a person will touch a maskin, so the maskin will become a rishin, the rishin will touch chulin, so the chulin will become a sheni. So the Sfas Emes asks, why was this put into the Yud Ches Dovah? The after I know the din that the mashkin is a rishon, so it's mathematics. You don't have to berechen it ein in the Yud Ches Dovah. So the whole chiddush is that the mashkin becomes a rishon. That what the mashkin becomes a rishon, that is not a din in Hilchas Trumah. That is a din stamos in Hilchas Trumah v'tara. So why was it put into this Mishnah? That is what the Sfas Emes asked. He says a teretz, and he found that the Raivit holds the same thing, and in Yesod it's a gewaldike chiddush. He says, we have a klal, that kol ha-poisel es ha-trume metame mashken li-yestrila. We have a klal, that every sheni letume, if a sheni letume will touch mashken, the mashken will become a rishin letume. Now this is speaking about a sheni letume diyeraisa. That if it touched mashkin, the mashkin becomes a rishin midarabon. Good. He says that's one halacha. He says that halacha we can understand that since the sheni was a sheni minatoire, the sheni was tomei also legabi chulin, so this sheni can make a rishin to be metame chulin. That we can still be typhus, we can still chap. But he says, if you have Yodayim is only a tume legabi tume. Yodayim is not a tume legabi chulin. So, legabi chulin, the Yodayim are toil legamri. Now these Yodayim touched a mashkin, and the mashkin should become a rishon, and should be able to be metame chulin. He says that's a moiridike chiddush, that if it started from something that's tohel legabi chulin, that it should end up being able to be metame chulin. That's a moiridike chiddush. So the Sfas Emes and the Raivit say that this din that it says in the Mishnah means as follows: if a person whose yadayim are asheni letume, he touches a mashkin, so the mashkin becomes a rishin. Now the rishin touches an oichel of chulin, the chulin becomes a sheni. He says the chulin only becomes a sheni legabe trume. Legabe trume, I can assume that this is a sheni, but the chulin alone, legabe chulin, the chulin is toil legamri. It is only a meirad dikechidis, but the Raivit says like this: it is only a sheni letume legabe trume. So therefore, this was put in the Mishnah, Eilu Poislim Es Atrume, that this is a Rishon to make the Chulan Asheni Legabi Trume. But the Chulan itself is nothing, it's Toil Legamri. That is the Chiddush of this Mishnah. That's what the Sfas Emes wants to say. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Machma Sheret, so the Gemara says, how did this Mashkin become Tome? If it touched a Sheret, Shenitmu b'Sheret, it touched a Sheret, so it doesn't belong in the Mishnah, D'Yeraisi, Sheha Mashkin Rishain, the Mashkin is a Rishain L'Tome, V'ha Oichel Sheini, U'Poisel Trume Li'a Shlishi, so the Trume will become a Shlishi. So why do you need, I don't need a Mishnah for this. And how do you know that a mashke can be mekabel tume, dechsiv, v'chol mashke, asher yishose, v'chol kli yitma? That's what it says in the pasuk. So Rashi asks, v'af al gav, d'hai b'mashkin haboin machmas aver kli cheres ksiv. This mashkin that was mekabel tume was not mekabel tume from a sheret. Mashkin was mekabel tume from an avir klicheres. Let us explain for 1 minute the halacha of a klicheres and what the pasuk is speaking about. A klicheres, a earthen keli, has a unique halacha, and the halacha is as follows: a klicheres is mitame mitoichai, umitame mitoichai. That means as follows. If you have, let us say, you have a earthen keli, and you have a dead sheriff hanging in the mouth of the keli. It's in the inside of the keli. It is not touching the keli at all. So by all other kelim, if it's just hanging in the avir of the keli does not become tame. By a kli cheres, the halacha is that the keli is mekabel tume if there is a tume be'aviroi. If there's a tume be'aviroi, the keli is mekabel tume. That's chiddush number one. So now, let's say if you had a sheret dangling in the kli cheres, so the sheret is an ava tume, the kli cheres becomes a rishon l'tume. Now, if you'll have something else dangling in this kli cheres, you have a piece of bread dangling in the kli cheres. After you took out the sherets, the kli cheres is a rishon l'tume, and now I'll put in a piece of bread, also it will dangle in the avir of this kli cheres. So the din is, a kli cheres is metame me'aviroi, it is metame the piece of bread. The piece of bread will become a sheni l'tumim because it was found by avir klicheres. That is the halacha. Now, this pasuk that's speaking about, kol mashke sheyishase b'chol kli yitmo, is speaking about that you had your sheretz dangling in the tanu, and you also had some water in the tanu. So the pasuk says that the water will become tume, and the water will become a sheni l'tumim. Because the sheretz made the tana a rishon, and the rishon will make the water a sheni. So now, our Gemara brought this pasuk to tell us that mayim that touches a sheretz becomes a rishon. This pasuk doesn't tell us that mayim becomes a rishon. This pasuk tells us that mayim becomes a sheni. That's Rashi's kasha. Va'avol gav dahai b'mashkin haboin machmas avik licheres ksiv. So Rashi says this pasuk is speaking about mashkin that was mekabel tumah from the avir of a klicheres. Doksiv liyel minei kos. Let's look at the beginning of the pasuk. Kol asher b'soicha yitmo. Whatever is in this klicheres will become tame. Mikol ha'oichel. Kloima. Im yesh b'soicha oichlin. Oy mashkin. Oy mashka sheyishose. If there's an oichel inside the klicheres. Or there's a mashkin inside the klicheres. They will become tame. Vahanish niyim ninu, in the mashke is a sheni l'tume, shakli ha-yorishe, in the kli is a rishe, vahem shniyim. So they become a sheni. Va-oichel ha-negeya behem. Now, if these mashkin will touch an oichel, any poisel as a trume. That oichel will not passel trume, because that oichel, first of all, won't become tame, because chulun only goes to la sheni. And or if it touches Truma, so the Truma won't pass the Truma, because Truma only goes to Lashlishi. So our Gemara brings this pasuk to prove that Mashkin, that is a Rishin, that touches an Eichel, the Eichel will become a Sheini, and the Sheini will pass the Truma. So this pasuk is speaking about Mashkin that's a Sheini. So Rashi answers, so Gamrinin Mashkin Aboy Machmasheretz Minayu Bekal V'choyma, the Perikame the Psochim. The Gemara in Psochem learns out as follows. If the mashkin is mekabel tume from the tanu, that was mekabel tume from the sheretz, about the givis, the mashkin could be mekabel tume from the sheretz. Even the mekabel tume midiraisa. So since the mashkin, so after the kalvo chaymer, I know that the mashkin could be mekabel tume from the sheretz, the kiven the kabel tume midiraisa, memela of the leoichel sheni. So then the oichel will become a sheni, and the oichel will pass al tume. The hochi gamrinin say the tume is awesome. The mashke metama oichel, a mashke can be metama an oichel, the oichel mashke, an oichel can be metama mashke, le mashkachas revi bekoidish, the Gemara says koidish goes till a revi, it is impossible, ela bohochi, that you have a oichel mashke, mashke oichel. The ein tume oise ki yaitse bo. Like this, an oichel cannot be metama an oichel, and a mashke cannot be metama mashke. Loili is oichel metama oichel, loi mashke metama mashke. Loi oichel o mashke metama in kelim, and an oichel and a mashke cannot be metama keli, the ain kli metame ela ba'ov hatumim. So Memela Sorashi says, so I know klo that a mashke is mekabel tumah from a sheret, that's a kabel chayma from a tanu.
And I know that a mashka could be metama and oichel, because if a mashka only metama and oichel, you never have a revi b'kodesh. So the Gemara asked, if this mashka touched a sheret and now touched an oichel, that minatayra the oichel will pass all trumah. So the Gemara answers that this Mishnah is speaking about that the mashke became tomei machmas yodayim lifnei netila. That the mashke became tomei from yodov. The gozer rabbonim be yodayim. The rabbonim were gozer that yodayim poistel truma. V'chein b'shar kol poistle truma hashnuyim. L'tamei mashken liyestchila. So anything that is a sheni l'tume can make mashkin a rishain, and then this rishain will touch an oichel, and that oichel will pass all trume. Let us see Tosfos. Mashkin haboy machmasheretz diyeraisaninu. So Tosfos says, Rabbi Kiva porich disle beperekama de psochim mashkin letami acherem diyeraisa. Tosfos is a little bit more bekannt than Rav Chanina Skana Gehanim. So whole machlokes over there, if mashkin is able to be metame something else min ha-teire. So the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Kiva. That holds a mashke is able to be metame other things. Tachsiv v'chol mashke asher yishose b'chol kli yitma. So Tosfos says, haikro b'mashkin haboin machmas kli ayri. The same thing that Rashi said. This pasuk is speaking about mashkin that were in a tanur that became tamei from a sheret. Mashkin haboim machmasheret osi bikal b'chayim amino. That the mashkin touches a sheret, it's mikabel tumer from the sheret that we know from a kal b'chayim. Im toima umay porich diyeraisanino. What is the Gemara's kasha? That if a mashkin touches a sheret, so it's a rishon diyeraisa, and then it touches an oichel, it's a sheni diyeraisa. Now, min ha-teire, this oichel can pass all trume. Neimo dayoi lovoi min hadin liyos kinodin lehevi elo sheini kemashkin haboim machmas kli v'oichlem hanoigin bem loy posli trume. So Tosfos asks Akasha, we have a klal in the mida of a kal v'chomer that the lomeid, the halacha you're learning out, cannot be more chomer than the melamed. Now, how do you know? From where do I want to prove that a mashkin should be able to be mekabel tumah from a sheretz? From that a mashkin is mekabel tumah from a tanu that became tummy from a sheretz. So I'm learning out from a mashkin that's a sheni letumah. So memele, so the dover halomid cannot be more chomer than the dover hamelamed. So the mashkin that touches a sheretz also has to be a sheni. It can't be more chomer than the melame. V'yeshloimer dein dover hanegeya b'sheretz shloyei rishen. Perkama de psochim arachti yoisa. So the Sfas Emes explains the pshad is as follows. The mid of the kal v'chomer is telling us that if mashkin is able to be mekabel tumah from a tanu, that was mekabel tumah from a sheretz, so mashkin could zicha be mekabel tumah from a sheretz. That's what the kal v'chomer is telling us, that the mashkin is able to be mekabel tumah from the sheretz. The number, the dalge, what tumah will be, he says that you don't need the kal v'chomer already. That's a poshet cheshbon. Whatever touches a sheretz becomes a rishin l'tumah. Elo b'mashkin aboim machmas yodai. So the Gemara answered that the Mishnah is speaking about mashkin haboim machmas yodayim, that this was metame the oichel, and the oichel is paisal asatum. V'imtayma oma utzrechu l'gzeire zu, why do you need this gzeire? That mashkin haboim machmas yodayim, if it touches an oichel, that oichel is paisal asatum. It's poshet. The kiven the gozru the yadayim poisel sasatrum. Since I know that yadayim is poisel sasatrum, im kein mashkin shenogu behen havetchila. So I also know that the mashkin that will touch the yadayim will become a rishon. The chala poisel sasatrum metama mashkin liyestchila. So Tosfos asked that you don't need a new gzeira to tell me mashkin that touched an oichel that touched mashkin that touched yodayim is paisel asatrume.
Since I know that Yadayim is poisel as a trume, and since I know kol a poisel as a trume, metame mashke li es trilis, automatically I know that these oichlen will be poisel as a trume. Yeshloima, so Tosfos answers, the ha-oichlen shenitlmu b'mashkin, this Mishnah that tells us that the oichel becomes tamei from the mashke, hainu gzeire dechol apoisel es atrum. He says, this klal that we know all over, we come across many places in Shas, that kol apoisel es atrum mitame mashkin li es tchile, that a sheni touches a mashke, so the mashke becomes a rishin. So here, this is the mekayr of this gzeire. Here that it says that an oichel shenitmu b'mashkin is poisel satrume, here it spells out this halacha that kol apoisel satrume metame mashke li yistril. The oichel shenitmu b'mashkin hainu gzeire de kol apoisel satrume. Va'ad hashte loy nigzera. This gzeire was not around till this Mishnah was learned. Ho de koma b'mashkin aboi machmas yedayim, who had in machmas kol poisley trume. This would apply by kol poisley trume, because without this Mishnah, I didn't know anything. And with this Mishnah, I know everything. According to the Ravid, you could say this is the two different dinim. Kol apoisel satrume metame mashkin li yistchile, that is a din in a sheni d'iraise. In here, this Mishnah was mechadish that yodayim which apoisel satrume midrabanon will, so this will make the mashkin a rishin to make the chulin a sheni legabi trume. Seems Taisis doesn't hold like the Ravid. V'hod kamahada Rabbi Yeshua l'Rabbi Lezer matzinu sheni oise sheni adei mashkin, when the machlokes we heard before, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, ha-oichel rishain is a rishain, and Rabbi Yeshua says ha-oichel sheini is a sheini. So Rabbi Yeshua says, why? How is it that an oichel sheini is a sheini? Because a sheini is bekoyach to make another sheini through mashkin. That's the Gemara in Chulin. So this gzeire was learned before the gzeire of kol apoisel es atrume. So how could he bring a raya from mashkin? So Taisva says, "Va'afal gav dakati lo nigzra mikoma kama yadatan ligzer miyad." This gzeire was already on the agenda. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua was able to avail himself with this halacha already, which was not on the press yet, but it was oimed to be nigzer. So he brought a raya from this halacha. Zog die Gemara weiter. Now, the next halacha, it says, Va'keilim shenitmu b'mashkin. If mashkin touched keilim, and this keilim touched trume, it will pass all the trume. So the Gemara asks, keilim de'itmu b'mashkin demai. Which mashkin t'meim did these keilim touch? Ilaim b'mashkin dezov. If the kalim touched mashkin of azov, the mayonis of azov, that's it, let's say azov was spat on a keli, so the din is the reik of azov is an avatume, so this keli is a rishin letume. Ilaim of a mashkin dissolv the eraisanino, so this is the keli is a rishin the eraisa. We learn that from the pasuk. If a zav will spit on the toyer, masha biyat toyer timeisilov. There's even a drosha, even though it didn't hit the toyer, but the toyer is holding it. So it's metame the roik is metame b'masui. So in Meila we see that a zav, that the roik of a zav is metame min a toyer. So you don't need the yud chas dover. Elo b'mashkin haboi machmasheret. Now the gzeira is speaking about as follows: that a dead sheret touched mashkin. So min atayre the mashkin are a rishin, and a rishin is not bekoyach to be metama akeil min atayre. Now the rabbanu vagoyzer that this rishin makes the keili asheni letume. Ugzeira, why did they say such a thing? Mishum mashkin dizo.
Because of Mashkin Dezot. I mean, since there is a Mashkin, which is Bekoyach to be Metame Akeli Minatoyre, so they said, all Mashkin Tmeim, even though they are not an Avatume, they're a Rishin Letume, they're also Metame Kelim Midarabonon, and now the Keli will be Poisel as a Tume. Let us see Rashi.
This is on the previous Gemara. Vashkim b'mshehem rishonim deraise. V'hod egozer b'chol tumois mashkin liyois t'chile. Why were the Rabbanan gozer that by all tumis a mashkin becomes a rishon? Gzeirem shem mashkin mach masheret. V'lo egozer nami ba'oichlin. Gzeirem shem oichel habo mach masheret. Say every sheni that touched an oichel, the oichel will become a rishon. Because zeirem ishem oichel shenoga b'sheret. Einu taime d'achma rabona b'mashkin, the rabona wa machma by mashkin, mishum da'alulim lekabel tume. It is very easy for a mashkin to be mekabel tume. She'einon tzrichen tikon hechshel avien lidei tume. The halacha is an oichel has to become mukhshel in mesukin in order to be mekabel tume. A mashke, that means a mashke has to fall on it. A mashk is a mekabel tume without hechsher. So memele, so since mashkin are alulin lekabel tume, they're mekabel tume very easily. So I think Rashi means, so therefore it is very possible for a mashkin to touch a sheretz to become a rishon d'oraisa. It's very simple. Therefore they were not geyser that all oichlem, even though they touch a sheni letume, should become a rishon midrabonim. Mishum dalulim lekabel tume she'ein non tzrichen tikun hechsher avin ledei tume. An oich mashkin does not need hechsher to be mekabel tume. Avol oichlem tzrichen tikun. The oichlem need a tikun to be mekabel tume. Nesines mayim lachshiron lekabolas tume. They first have to come in contact with water in order to be mukshel lekabel tume. Kol hechsher shebishas. What is the taych? Hechsher loshen tikun. This is misakin the oichel to make a droy lekabel tume. Mashke hazov hayoytze mimenu. These are the mashkim that come out from the zov roikoi v'zoivoi umei mei raglov. V'chiyorik hazov v'kiveis begodov. It says over here that the person that it was negeya the ziva of the zov, so he has to be toivel his godim. Alme avatumu letame odom abgodim. So we see that roik is an avatumu and it's able to be metame abgodim. The hainu kalim, so that is kalim. Vishar mashkim ayoitzi mimenu gamrinim iroik. And the other mashkin that comes out from azov is similar to roik. Ma roik misasev tchile viachakach yoitze. In the derech yitzi, first it comes together and then it leaves the goof. I've called Misagol v'yaitzi, ki goyim mei meraglov, is also metame minatoyre, begodim and kalim. Ma shebiyatoyer timesi loch, and here it says that even though it didn't touch the zov, no, he was carrying it, he also becomes tame. Ein itzorich kan, the tumas masa yafini menei l'roik b'meseches nid. This is negeya that tells us that roik is metame b'masa, but this is not negeya asugir. Elo b'boi mach masheret. So the Gemara says, the Yud Chas Dov is speaking about that these mashkin touched asheret, so they became arishin l'tume, and they are now metame kelim. The lav avatume hain, they are not an avatume. V'akeli eini mikabel tume, elo mi avatume. A keli is only mikabel tume from an avatume. K'desanye b'psochim, Yochel yiyu kol hakelim metamim me'avak licheres. Let us again talk about that case, the pasuk in Chumash, that there was a tanu, and there was a sheretz hanging in the tanu. So it says in the pasuk as follows, mikol ha'oichel asher yeyochel, mikol mashke asher yishose. So the Gemara darshins that an oichel u'mashke metamim me'avak licheres. An oichel u'mashke can be mekabel tume from the av of a kli cheretz. That means the sheretz is an av, the tanur is a rishayim,
So an oichel and a mashke can become a sheni. But what if there'll be a keli inside this kli cheres? This keli will be toyer. So you see from here that a keli cannot be mekabel tume from a rishen letume. Alme le'osi kli tome umetame le'i. So a kli tome is not bekoyach, the tanu tome is not bekoyach to be metame another keli. The koshke noichel a mashke, noichel a mashke, avadigivis, which are a rishen, cannot be metame a keli. The gozer rabbonon, and the rabbonon were gozer, the letame le'inyin trume, Mishumashkin Zova Zova Shain Avatumin. Als Mashkin Zova Zova, which is an Avatumin. So that is this case in the Mishnah. Mashkin, a Keli Shenitma Ba Mashkin. That means if the Mashkin were a Rishain, so Midarabonon makes the Keli a Shainin, the Keli is Poisel as a Tumin. Ela Ba Mashkin Haboim Mach Masheret. Zok Taisus, Oimari. So who adin da b'motzi l'minkit mashkin aboy machmas yodayim. So Tosfos says that the same halacha would apply if the mashkin, the Gemara is speaking about that the mashkin are arishin di yaraisa. From deswegen, it's only metamei akeli midarabono. The Ri says, who adin if the mashkin were arishin di rabono, that became a rishin through touching yadayim, which are asheni derabonon, will also make the keli that they touch asheni derabonon. Oy marido hu adin davamotzi leminket mashkin aboim machmas yadayim. That mashkin aboim machmas yadayim is also the keli that will touch this mashkin as poisel satume. Shigam heimetamim kli livsel tume. How do you know this? Agamora is only speaking about Mashkim aboim mach masheretz, k'diyama bebroches perk elu dvorim, beishamei oimrim, noitlum lo yodayim. First one is mechuyiv to wash his hands, they shouldn't have stam yodayim. V'achakach moizgin es a kois, and then you pour in the wine in the kois, and you make mezigit, you dilute the wine. She'im moizgin trila, if you'll first dilute the wine, and then he'll wash his hands, yitamu mashkin sha'achoyri a kois machmas yodayim. So then the mashkin, which are in the back of the kois, will become tummy because of his hands. V'yarsu v'yitamu as hakois. So you see from the Gemara in Broches that yodayim, stam yodayim, which are sheni, derabonon, if they'll touch mashkin, the mashkin will be tummy of the kois. So you see that even mashkin haboim machmas yodayim am tummy of kois. So Taisus says that would argue chapton mashkin aboy machmasheretz is l'rebuse that even it's a rish in the rice, it's also matama keli midarabonim. Agavurche the shita sarambam is that only a rish in the rice is matama a keli. And the raivet asks on the Rambam, from, this is Perik Zayin Mehilchus Havayis Atume Halacha Beis, I think. And the Ravid asks on the Rambam from Taisus Gemara, the Gemara in Brochis. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say, Beisham I held like that, but Halacha we don't paskin like this. Even though it's not mashma like that from the Sugya, but he says that's what the Rambam held. The Rambam was medayik from the Pashtis of our Sugya. The Pashtis of our Sugya would seem that only mashkin shekiblu tume mesheretz, these mashkin are metame akeli midarabonim. So we have here amachlikus harishayim. Zot the Gemara weiter. V'yodayim. So now the Gemara says, we had already mentioned that what are the yudches dover, one of the yudches dover was the that yodayim are poisel as atume. And in the Mishnah it says that the Yudches Dover were nigzer from Beis Shammai. So Machlok is Beis Shammai in Beis Hillel. And they passed in like Beis Shammai that Yodayim are poisel as atume. So the Gemara asks, the Yodayim Talmidei Shammai veHillel Gozel, this gzeire that Yodayim is poisel as a truma. This originates from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel. Shammai v'Hillel gozel. This gzeire
is before, this is not from the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, the Bei Shammai and Bei Hillel. This was a gzeira that originated from Shammai and Hillel. The Sanya we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Yaisi ben Yehezer ish Sreda. V'yoisi ben Yoichanan ish Yerushalayim. Gozru tume al Eretz Ha'amin. They were gozru tume al Eretz Ha'amin. That means chutz loretz is tomek. Baal klis chuches. And they were also gozer that a glass keili is mekabel tume. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Er al Eretz Ha'amin umishum sofik kvore shalahem. What's wrong with Eretz Ha'amim? Because the Goyim used to be Mekabah Mesim, Nephilim Mesim, and we don't know where the Kvorim are. So Memele, so that's why they said, Kol Eretz Ha'amim is Tomeh. A person might be walking, and Eretz Ha'amim be walking over a Kedah. So Rashi says, Dinochi Mitame Bimaga Uvemase V'Oyel. A nochi, a dead goy, is metame bemage, if you touch him, or if you carry him, or if you're on the same oil with a goyish emes, l'rabonon. So memeilus, according to the rabonon, is gevaldik. So if a person goes into Eretz Ha'amin, and it is not clear if he's walking over a kever or not, so memeilus, so, there were many kvarim which were unknown, so there were geyser that kol Eretz Ha'amim is metame. Ule Rab Shimon nami dekoma ein metamim ba'oil. According to Rab Shimon ben Yechoi darshan, Odom ki yomus ba'oihel, atem kruyim Odom, vein akum kruyim Odom. So Rab Shimon holds that a goy is not called an Odom. He's not mekabel, he's not metame ba'oihel. Agabuche, they say over, once a goy asked, I think the Balatanya, or someone else, they asked him, Atam kruyim odom, and what are we? Are we behemoths? Atam kruyim odom. It's an embarrassing question. So the Balatanya told him that, by every shame we find a loshen rabim. Ish is anoshim, gever is gvorim. Adam, there's no kefil, there's no, we are unique. There's a rabim of you, there are many that are like you. We are unique, that's why Atam kruyim Adam. But al-Koponim, so Rab Shimon holds that a goy is not metame ba'oihel, well, Rab Shimon nami doma ain't metame ba'oihel, but they're still metame hain bimaga u'bimase. The rekev is when the mace disintegrates, so that's also metame. So l'chayre Rashi means to say, so it won't be metame boil, but metame b'maga b'masa. So they were geyser tume, not, l'chayre not if one was mile over chutz loretz, but one was walking on afar chutz loretz. Val klis chuchis, they were also geyser that a glass keli is mekabel tume, like siv b'yei raise tume. Minatera, a glass keli is not mekabel tume. That originated from Yosi ben Yehezer and Yosi ben Yochanan, which Agavucha lived in the times of the Chashmei Noi. Shimon ben Shetach tiken ksuba leish. Shimon ben Shetach, he was mesakin that the ksuba should work. We'll see in Rashi what he guaranteed. The gozer tume al klimatres. He was gozer that a klimatres is mekabel tume, which is very difficult to understand. It's a pasuk in the Torah. But let us see Rashi. Tiken ksube. What was he mesakin? Shei koisev lo kol nechosai achroim liksube. That whatever he possesses, she could go and be goive and take for her ksube. Why? What did he accomplish him in the shetach? Because before his takone, he was miyached the ksuba, that means he put away a certain amount of money, this should be her ksuba, and he didn't have access to this money. So he didn't have to take out money to give her. That money, the money that he was miyaches, he didn't have, the money that he was miyachet for her, he didn't have access to that money. The money that was put away for her, he didn't have access to that money. So the mele couldn't use that money side by side. So when he got angry at his wife, so he told her, that means it didn't cost him any money, because since that money that he put away for her, he didn't have access to that money. So it would be very easy to say, I couldn't talk, take your money and go. But now that she can go and take away any of his money, then he'll think about it twice before he tells her, take your ksuba. So that's Shimon ben Shetach tikken ksuba. He made the ksuba really was able to work. The gozal tumal klimatris lekamon meforish, but he was goizel. That's a pasuk in the Torah, klimatris is mekabel tumah. Yeah, we're not up to the kasha yet. Now we're coming to the kasha. Shamai vehilol gozru tuma ala yadayim. Shamai vehilol will gozru tuma ala yadayim. So we see klar that this tumas yadayim did not originate from Bei Shamai Yabesilu. It was originated from Shamai vehilol. Vechitei meshamai vesiyatei vehilol vesiyatei. No, maybe you'll say that you have to learn this with a grain of salt. It means Shamai and the yeshiva and the Talmidim and Hillel and the Talmidim. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Yud Ches Dover Gozru. There were 18 Gzeiris. Ubi Yud Ches Nechleku. And these 18 Gzeiris started with a Machloikis. That means there was a Machloikis. These 18 Gzeiris did not come about so easily. There was a tremendous Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And it ended up that Beis Shammai won. But al koponim, there was 18 machloikis. The ilu, Hillel v'shamai, and Hillel v'shamai alone, lay nechleku ela begimel mekoimis. Their whole life, they only had 3 machloikis. So we can't say, in the yadah, and by the gzeir of the yud ches dover, there were 18 machloikis. So al kochoch, so we have a problem. Here it says, that there was only 3 machloikas in the Hillel and Shammai, and Yadayim wasn't one of them. And here we say that Yadayim originate from the Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. So what's happening over here? Bilu Hillel v'Shammai nechaku ela begimul mekoimis, Omar Rav Huna begimul mekoimis nechaku v'sulai. So we have here a problem. So maybe we'll say like this. Also in who gozel itlois. Could be as follows. That Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were gozer alu yadayim. There was no machlokes. They were gozer that if yadayim touches tume, you're toiler the tume. The tume is hanging. What does it mean? It's hanging. You're not permitted to eat it, but you don't burn it. But also talmidayu v'gozel isroif. The talmidim, that's our mission of Yud Ches Dover. They were geyser that you burned the Trumah that became possible through Yadayim. So the Mela, so it's 2 different gzeires. V'ha'omar ilfe, that's not true. V'ha'omar ilfe, Yadayim trilas gzeiros and l'schreifa. There never was a gzeira of Yadayim to be toiler the Trumah, not to eat it and not to burn it. When the gzeira originated, it was the gzeira to burn the Trumah right away. So we have a problem. So what are these 2 gzeiris? Shammai v'Hillel goes to all the Yadayim, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel goes to all the Yadayim. And these are 2 different gzeiris. So the Gemara answers as follows. Allah also in who goes. Shammai and Hillel were gozer that the Yadayim are poiseles atrum, and you have to burn it. V'loi kiblu minayu. And this gzeire was not niskabel by Klal Yisrael. It fizzled out. It wasn't niskabel. But also Talmidayu, later the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel came, gozru, they were gozer, v'kiblu minayu. So the Sfas Emes explains, but here there was a machloikis. What was the machloikis about? If Shammai and Hillel agreed to that Yadayim apoysel es atrume, both of them agreed. And no, it wasn't this Kabul. So what was the machloikis now here by the Yud Ches Dover? There was a fight already. What was the fight? If Shammai and Hillel agreed, what was their fight? So Semes wants to say their fight was, but it was late in this Kabul. Should we try again? Oh, there was a machloikis already.
Here the Beis Hillel said, don't try again, it didn't work, finished. Why do you have to be Goyzer again? And the Shammai said, no. But the Beis Shammai said, we have to try again. So this was a new machloikis, if they, we should again try to push through this gzeira. This was a machloikis taket. So the Gemara asks, Vakati Shloime Goza Anukasha. That how could you say that the gzeira of Yodayim originates from Shammai, Beis Shammai? It originates from Shloime HaMelech. Vam Rab Yehuda Amar Shmuel, B'sho Shetiken Shloime Eirevin Anetilos Yodayim, Yotzeso Baskel Va'omro Bni, Im Chacham Libecho Yismach, Libi Gam Oni, Chacham Bni, V'samach Libi, V'oshiva Chirfi Dovo. So Al Kaponim we see that the din of Netilos Yodayim, which in other words means Tumas Yodayim, originated from Shloime HaMelech. So the Gemara answers, Asa Shloime Goza Lekotchen. Shloime was Goizel, that Stam Yodayim is Poisel Kodesh. Asa Inu V'Gozo Af Letrume. And they were Goizel, that Yodayim is Poisel Trume. Let us see Rashi. The Gozru Tumas Limatas Lekamu Mefo. Shamay V'Siyatoi. V'Heim Atzmoi Hoyu Im Talmideim B'Machloike Shoyut Chazdovo. Ubiyutres dovo nechleku, kloima, oisam yutres shegozru b'machloikis, hoyu, they were b'machloikis, there was a machloikis, oshanim novenimtsu beishamei rabbin, and the beishamei were rabbin. Shloishim ekaimis, there were three places where Shammai and Hillel were choylik, lakama meforish. So the Gemara wanted to say that Shammai and Hillel held litlois, trume al magor, that the trume that touches Yodayim, it hangs, like Oichlam Le Seifim. And the Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel said, Le Seifish Yisoifim Truma Leim, you should burn the Truma. Yisrael said, no, the Ilfa said, Chilis HaTakona was Seifim. So the Gemara asked, Shloime Goza, Adosiv, V'Izein V'Chiker, She'oso Aznayim L'Toyre, that Shloime HaMelech made ears, Kloima Siyog V'Hachoke, he made a boundary in a gedder, that you pick up a basket without touching the basket through the handles. Eirevin oznayim loitzoi Shabbos she'osu lohitzi mirshusoi l'shus chaveiroi v'afopi she'shneim rishus hayochid. You know that's eruvei chatzeres. Taisves. Shammai v'hilel gozru loiboi l'shnuyei. So Taisus wants to say, we learned there are two takonis by Yodayim. There's Yodayim Shenogu B'Seifa, which was Nigzar first, that's what we learned at the beginning of this evening. And there was Stam Yodayim. So Taisus has a brilliant time fall. So let us say that Shammai V'Hillel were Gozo al Yodayim Shenogu B'Kisvei HaKodesh, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were Gozo on Stam Yodayim. So Taisus leboy lishnuye de shame bilu gozlo be yadayim haboyis machma seifa veloy bestam yadayim. Because the loshen de gozru tuma al ha yadayim stomach toni. The mashme kol stam yadayim. If they would mean yadayim shenogu be seifa, so they should have been more explicit. Ve'ilu shamai ve'ilu loinechluku elo begimul dvorim bilvad. The Gemara asked that you can't say that this is from Shammai and Hillel because Shammai and Hillel were only choylik begimul dvar. Vimtayma, let us say as follows: Leima the begimul dvarim nechleku va'omdu b'machlekusam. Let us say as follows: there are three things that they were choylik, and that machlekus remained. Ubishar yutches dvarim nechleku. That is true. There was a machloikis. Ulemochol hushvu. But the next day they came to a maskone. Kedemishani lekamon. The Gemara asks later, how could you say Shammai and Hillel were only chaylik by three things? For ike boitzer legas. There was a machloikis Shammai and Hillel by boitzer legas. So the Gemara answers, hashosik le Hillel leShammai. That no. That they didn't end up with a machloikis. Hillel was made to Shammai. So therefore it doesn't fall into the Gimel Dvarim Shenechloku. Gimel Dvarim Shenechloku means they never came to an agreement. And Boitzer Legas, the Shosik Lehila Lashame, Hila was made to Shame. Lahochi Leimoni La Bahadi Gimel Dvarim. So you see, Gimel Dvarim means when they did not come to an agreement, and therefore Boitzer Legas is not included because they did come to an agreement. So let us say the Yud Ches Dover also is not included in these three because here they came to an agreement the next day. It's not similar to Boitzer Legas. Da Boitzer Legas Shosik Lehila Lishamei Boidele Miyad Boisei Maimit. Boitzer Legas never became a Machlokes. That Hillel was right away made to Shammai. Lahochi loy choshev. So therefore it can't go into the category of these three things because it never started off with a machlokes. Abul hoche, the chol hayoyim nechleku. The whole day there was a machlokes. Loy hushvu ad lemochol, and only the next day they came to agreement. Loy havalei lemeima loy nechleku. So then it wouldn't be kedai to say loy nechleku. So Memele, so therefore that was the Gemara's kash. So Taisus asked, Vafa gavdik tas mashme, sho yeshamai vehilol atzmon, v'yoyim shegozru yutches dovo, toki heichi diktoni gabi boitza legas oisi hayoyim hoi hilol kofo v'yoyshev vnei shamai, hochi nami ktoni b'teisefta de shabes gabi yutches dvorim, The Marsha and the Taisus HaRosh explain what Taisus is saying over here is as follows. The Gemara says further in the Maisa with Boitzer Legas that day Hillel was kofuf l'shamay v'hoye kosher l'Yisrael k'yayim sha'oso esa'egel. It was a difficult time that day. And now there's a Baraisa that says by the Yutches Dovo also this Lashon Shoyakosha Li Yisrael Kiyayim Sh'osu Esa Egel. So Taisus and the Kashe held that since it says the same Lashon, so Vaisteisa was the same Maimit, so this is similar to Boitzer Legas. Whatever happened by Boitzer Legas happened over here. So Taisus says no, there were two different Maisim, Shnei Maisim Havo. Here Hillel Bechlal wasn't around. This was a machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the similarity of both Maisim was Shoyekosha li Yisrael ki Yom Sha'asu Bo Yaseh.